Time for our State Police segment brought to you by the State Police and Auto Fair. And we're joined by Trooper Janelle Brown of Troop G. And she does a lot. She's done a lot with Make-A-Wish and also some of the other pretty cool things happening in terms of escorts in and out of Manchester Boston Regional Airport and busy on the recruitment and training side. Trooper Brown, thanks for being with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with the basics. How many years have you been with the State Police?
I've been with the State Police for 8 years, going on nine, and it's gone by very fast.
Now, what led you to this path, this career, this choice?
So I have family in law enforcement, various federal agencies and state agencies, so I knew law enforcement was kind of the path I wanted to take, and New Hampshire State Police just offered a lot of different things I can do throughout my career, not be stuck, just on one path. So it's been a fantastic journey so far.
What would your message be to someone considering a career in state police or law enforcement?
I think it's great for anyone considering it. They've given me amazing opportunities to do things within law enforcement across the country. I'm on our drill team, so we get to travel all over the place and meet different police officers, you know, everywhere. And I've been able to do the Puerto Rico mission after Hurricane Maria. So just have formed, you know, incredible bonds. And the training that we have in the state is, you know, amazing. So I think it's a good career, and there's no end to where you can go with it.
Talk a little bit about the different roles you play. You just touched upon a few of them, the drill team. I know you did some, people coming and going from the airport, recruitment and training. So it sounds like you have a multifaceted mission there.
Yes, I definitely take every opportunity that's given to me. And it's, again, just helped me form amazing bonds with people all over New Hampshire and everywhere. So anytime I have an opportunity within state police, it's definitely a learning experience.
Pretty cool. And what would your message be to someone, different career, I'm not sure I want to do this, not sure if it's worth it. What would you say to someone who's contemplating that but might have a sense of wanting to serve the public?
Yeah, absolutely. I think obviously everyone can have a different picture of what law enforcement looks like these days, but we have a great group of people here in New Hampshire, and the job can be different every day, but you really can take it wherever you want to take it. If you want to work the road for a long time or get into detectives or do, you know, a lot of stuff for the public, I think New Hampshire offers, you know, endless opportunities with wherever route you want to take your career. So it's definitely something to look into and still a great career to have.
And what about the Make-A-Wish work?
Make-A-Wish work is extremely rewarding. I think of all the things I've done, that's just one thing that it's always going to put a smile on your face and make you feel good at the end of the day.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it. I think you said 8 or 9 years in, is that what you said?
Yes.
When you look ahead, what are the ambitions you have within the state police? Because, it just seems like I don't want to say a rising star, but certainly a very upbeat, vivacious member of the state police. What are some of the goals or ambitions you have within the organization?
Well, I appreciate the kind words. I think really just my goals are endless. Staying, obviously, with Troop G, we have a pretty important mission, so focusing on that, you know, day in and day out, but also just being open to any opportunities that arise within state police. For instance, just, you know, making this phone call this morning, different things come up and staying flexible. So I really think, I have goals set, but really, there's just open any opportunities I have. Kind of just take those and run with it and see where I end up.
All right, I appreciate it. Listen, best of luck to you. Thanks for joining us on our State Police segment brought to you by Auto Fair, Trooper Janelle Brown. And by the way, real quickly, Troop G, just tell us about that mission real quickly.
Yes, so we work directly with DMV most of the time. We also have our truck unit. I'm assigned to field enforcement, so I kind of regulate the dealerships, the automotive industry, and work as a liaison within DMV to you know, handle consumer complaints and anything that might arise in that side of the house. So definitely different than just stopping cars every day, but, excited to learn everything over there and keep that mission alive.
I appreciate it. Thank you very, very much for what you do. Very encouraging. Thanks for joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire, the Pulse of an Age. Thank you, Trooper.
Thank you so much.